Job was tempted in many ways, but stayed steadfast in his patience. At first, he lost all his possessions. Then he was afflicted by the death of his sons. Next, his body was attacked with pain from head to foot. He got little help from those closest to him. His wife spent her time cursing God and encouraging him to do the same, but he would not. The paradox is that Adam in paradise consented to temptation, while Job, on his dung heap, held firm. To add insult to injury, friends came suggesting that his woes were because of some great sin. Job suffered in his flesh and in his heart. He endured the pain of the accusations of his wife and friends, but he did not give in. He scolded his foolish wife, taught his friends wisdom, and preserved his patience.